Recording is ongoing. All right. So, welcome everybody after this 1 week pause in our TST meetings. Let's continue the series of TST meetings this week. And in this meeting, as in any other meetings, we are under the Linux Foundation antitrust policy. You can check the policy itself from the meeting agenda. And talking about the agenda, let's just do a short agenda bashing. So please indicate if something is missing or there is a topic what you would like to discuss. First, we will have some announcements, maybe some news about the DNTF in Budapest, then maybe a recap of the Open Infra Summit in Vancouver. Then we will discuss a bit the build server status. Then we will discuss the mid-year project review from the governing board. Then update on the task force meetings run by Sandra. Then we will discuss the missing AnuCAT officials. Then the release update, then a little bit of consumability of AnuCAT, then updates of SPC and TAC, and then our usual PTL, VSL, and technical officer updates. Is there anything what is missing from the agenda? If not, then let me check if we have a quorum. So it's 5 out of 9, which means that yes, we do have a quorum. I will put the recording to here and then. All right, then we can approve our minutes of the previous TST meeting, but this link is not correct. So let me first fix this. So our TST meeting minutes from the 27th of June is what I show, so please indicate if something is not correct and needs some corrections or updates. I hear none, so I consider the previous TSC meeting minutes approved. Okay, then moving on to announcements. Is there any update about the Budapest DNTF? Do we have any news?
Do not have any information about the Budapest DNTF.
Okay. Well, it's not closed, so I'm not surprised. Let's keep this here so we will not forget to get new information. All right. We do not reveal the call, so we will not get.
Oh, you know what? I do have something to add. I'm sorry.
Okay. Even better.
Not about the Budapest one though. Let me go to it really, really quickly.
Okay.
It's shows, the One Summits, there's going to be one in China. And I know they're coming up in September. So there's one in China, and I cannot remember where the other one is right now. But they're both in September, and they're like a week apart. So I think one is the week. Yeah. Because, you know, we've been doing like the mini summits or whatever. Where you could have where a company can host a face-to-face. So we have two of those. One is in China, and I cannot remember the other one. As soon as I do, I will circle back to it. But I point that out, and I'll add it to the minutes. My apologies.
Yes, that's really good that we have update on that. So I will keep this in the announcement section, and we will get then updates about it. I have one update about Open Infra still. There will be an Open Infra. A virtual PTG, I think. And I can take an action item to get more information about it. I just know that it will happen at some point of time. Oh, that is Spain. Is it the same time slot as the Open Source Summit?
So it's happening, I believe. During that time, so we're putting these one in place where we have the larger events going on, and then this is an opportunity for the regional days to happen during those larger events. So yeah, that would be a yes.
Okay, but then it's also at the same time as the LF Europe Summit. So will we mix for example, the Silva sessions and have like common sessions for the One Summit and the LF Europe Summit here?
Hold on, I'm on one screen. Are you showing me something?
No, I'm just typing. But there will be the LF Europe Summit is at the same time, I think. Let me Google that. Not that one, not that one. Maybe there is no official page for it yet, but we discussed this previously that LF Europe will have a summit where Silva is invited as one of the LF Europe projects. Anyways, let's just not Google online. I can figure out when is this. But if they are at the same time, I would really like to have common sessions with Silva and not have like parallel sessions on the same topics in the One Summit and in the LF Europe Summit, because that is just not very effective because both of these are for the same audience.
That makes sense.
All right, cool. Thank you. Yeah, let me just put the.
And I'm just adding two more links. I'll add them under the Budapest DNTF. It's just the convince your boss letter if you need it, and the I think it's the visa request form if you need that. I'll add those. I mean, visa letter requests.
Do you know the exact location of the China one? Is it in Beijing?
I do not know the exact, I believe, hold on for a second. It's not a lot of information up there yet, or at least the last time I checked, it wasn't.
China is quite big.
Yeah, I know.
It's co-located with KubeCon. Okay. KubeCon China.
Oh, so Shanghai.
Okay. Oh, come on. Not easy. Anyways, just like this. Okay, thank you. Any other announcement? Then let's discuss a bit the build server issues. Do we have Fabio in the call? We do not. Do you have, Sandra, any update on the build servers?
I do not have any updates on build servers. Let me check. And I don't think he sent me an update either. So, but I'll double check now.
Yeah, the problem is that IT closes the tickets without solving them. So, from the ticket status, we do not really know if these are fixed. This is also marked as done, but somehow I don't really trust in this. There is still some. Okay. I cannot view this ticket. All right, so we should rely on Fabio. Can I ask you, Sandra, to get a small update from Fabio and send it to the Anuketa discuss?
Sure.
Thank you. All right. Then moving on, feedback on the governing board mid-year project review.
So I told you that's still ongoing because now that conversation has been taken up in the SPC to come up with an official. So that has not happened yet because now we're tackling in the SPC some of the larger issues across LF networking.
Yes, that's what that is what my feeling also is that now SPC started to discuss very broad and very futuristic topics. However, we would like to get guidance in two very concrete things. Yeah. And I don't know if like starting from that far is the most effective way to reach a conclusion on the actual UCAT related issues. What did I wrote to ish? All right, then, task force.
Task force, we actually had a really good discussion this morning. Beth, do you want to say anything or should I just go right into it?
I think Beth is not in
the call. Oh, yeah, she's not on the call. I forgot. Yeah. So that'd be me. It kind of relates to our SPC discussion as well. I told you that SPC is tackling this on a larger scale across LF networking. So the Anika task force this morning, and I apologize because I didn't think that we were actually going to have a meeting, so I forgot to record it. However, the notes are there. And it was really... it really picked up towards the end because with the meeting yesterday with SPC, we kind of ran into a brick wall. But from the meeting this morning with Anikit, we discovered that we're actually kind of further along than we are with the SPC. And so the question I had posed to them was, should we hold on the Anikit task force until something comes out of the larger systemic issues across LF networking, and Beth made a good point about that they kind of work parallel. And so she was absolutely correct. And so out of the meeting this morning, we pulled that we really need to just focus on the proof of concept that Anika initially tried to put in place, which is the conformance and things of that nature. And we have 2/3 of the solution participating in the with the Anikit task force. And so one of the questions was, what are we missing? And so Beth so kindly pointed out that we're missing the application piece of it. And so what we decided to do is to take our discussion from the Anikit task force this morning and bring that to the larger discussion with an SPC to see if we can actively work on getting a work group to work on the proof of concept for Anikit and go from there. So I thought that was, it was very fruitful, and I'm hoping that it sounds like the SPC and LF networking that we're all trying to come to a common ground and be and make sure that we are aligned across the board. And so this is a good way to prove, because Anikit is still relevant. And to everyone's point, everyone keeps trying to create the same solution to answer the same problem. And so if we focus on this proof of concept piece of it, it may bring us leaps and bounds. So that's the next thing. We're going to take our discussion from this morning, take it to the larger group of the SPC and see if we can come out with a with a group to target this proof of concept. So it was a good meeting. A good meeting. But like Very I said, good. The meetings are there. So
can you post the meeting notes to the editor chat of the meeting or to the directly to the minutes?
Say that again. The link is there, Gergay, where it says value of advocate.
Yeah. Here.
Yeah. So I did forget to record this cool. morning's meeting, but
no the worries. Meetings are there. Thank you. Okay, thank you. All right, then moving on to the missing officials. So we decided that I will initiate determination review for RC2, what I did not do yet, but that action item is pending on me. Then we will have the list manager issue, and I think after my vacations, which is ending next week, I will start to have meetings. With Beth, so I cannot report any progress on that yet. At least I'm not alone with this one. Okay, do we have any volunteer for RMPT? At least anybody from RM here? I see none. Okay, then TSC seat of Pankaj. I see no nominees here, and we are. Is it end of the nomination period?
So no one made any nominations. So I was going into that anyway. There were no nominations made. So we can just resolve to operate with, seven members. And I was going to say, since no one made any nominations to replace Pankaj, I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be more the same with trying to replace Scott. Right. So I suggest, or I propose, that we operate with the seven member TSC and that we just run the nominations for co-chair instead of trying to find another TSC replacement. And I did read the charter, and so that is fine. We can do that because let me go back to my notes here. Hold on. Let me find my notes. Yeah, because we have the minimum to still have a TSC, and of course, we already know there is not a requirement to have 15 seats filled or whatever. So we can operate as is and just run the nomination for co-chair from the existing TSC.
Okay, so what I would propose is let's not make this as a surprise, but let's then write a mail to the Anuket Tech Discuss and explain that if there are no nominees until the next TSC meeting, we will make a resolution of like a vote on this solution. What do you think about that? Because I don't want to make a vote on it like now without, you know, others. being informed about this.
I'm writing. I get you. Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
So no nominees by the next TSC.
Yes.
We will vote to operate with a 7-member TSC.
Yes. We will have a vote on it because we will have a vote. I think we should have a vote on it.
Okay, no worries. I got that. And then so, then we won't do the we won't open up nominations for Scott to replace Scott as the chair until after this decision, until after this vote. Am I understanding that right?
After this vote, we will. Yes, if we vote that we will run on 7-member TSC, and that vote is accepted, then we will not have a nomination page for replacing Scott as a TSC member, but we will need to have a co-chair election.
Right. Okay. Got it.
And please write to the tech discussed one, not only to the TSC one, because that is relevant for the wider community.
Thank you for pointing that out, tech discussed group.
Not discussed. Okay. And then I think we can remove this action item because this is not relevant anymore. All right, release updates. So what happened here with Orinoco is that to accept Orinoco, we will have to jump some hoops still. And I wrote a mail about this M5. What things do we need to do to get M5 accepted? Let me just find this mail. Well, I don't find it anymore. Maybe I didn't vote the TSC, but maybe I wrote it. Take this. Ah, yes. So in this mail, I summarize what things we should do. I got no response at all. So now I'm a bit, how to put it, without any idea how to move forward. Are there any suggestions? Like, except that send a reply to all to the mail and ask people to do what is written in the mail. Because that I can do, but otherwise I'm a bit stuck with M5 because I really need like some answers from some people to cross some of the requirements for M5, and also I would need some expertise on the Relang scripts to release the the code base which is maintained in Gerrit, because I have no idea how those scripts are working, and as they are very special to LFN, there is no real knowledge about them in the internet. So it's kind of tribal knowledge, and this tribe is very small now because I know only Cedric and Emma who can actually do cut a release in a Anuket project, which is maintained in Gerrit. So if no other suggestions, I can just reply to all and ask people to react. But this also somehow shows me that this community release management is not really effective, because this is practically what we are trying to do here. And now I'm already like chasing the rabbit, and that's not how community release management should happen. Pman, there is no actual planning, so we are waiting here for a release management process, I think. Then new release names.
So new release names, the pages are up, but of course there are no nominations right now. I did not put a deadline in just yet, because I know that we're having some struggles with release. So it's really not a rush on this.
It is not a rush, yes.
So I don't want to quite give it a deadline yet. I want to kind of get these other situations resolved first, if we can. But just to everyone's knowledge, the release pages are there. So if you want to go and make some nominations for some names, so I don't want that to be a hindrance.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Consumability, same story as before. Here I have the pull requests which needs reviews and the ones which need volunteers. So please, if you think that this is important, review these and or even do the needed changes for Vineper, Functest, or Barometer. I figured out why the ReadyDocs projects are not building, and I created a fix. Pull request. Of course, that was because of a dependency mistake what I made. I hope this is not breaking more things anymore. Let me just put the link. And this has quite a lot of approvals already. So I think I will just merge this. All right, then SPC and talk update. There is no update from my side on talk, but if you can summarize weekly sounds of what happened in the SPC, that would be very nice.
Yep, I kind of did that already, but I'll reiterate. Some
recap of the recap.
Yes, a recap of the recap. SPC, like I said, is tackling the larger systemic issue across LF networking as a whole. Kind of doing exactly what we're doing within Anikit, reevaluating if it's aligning and meeting the objectives of our members, and taking a look at that and making sure that we are adjusting accordingly. So that is the larger discussion that is going on, and what does LF networking look like going forward? What are some of the things that we should focus on for 2024? So all of those discussions are happening, as well as discussing new projects that are coming in and not necessarily coming at under the LF networking umbrella, even when it looks like that's where they belong. So, and questioning why that's happening and how can we fix it.
Okay, thank you. Any update from PTL or WSLs? All right, any update from any of the technical officers? I can just report that we will not have the weekly technical meeting this week. Anything else to report? And we are still looking for technical officers from Oran and Silva. Any other business what we should discuss? This is not Scott anymore. I hear none. So then, thanks.
I do have a question. A while back, I know that we were moving the repos over. Is that kind of on hold now, moving them from OPNFE to Anikit? Because I was doing something earlier in the week in GitHub, and I realized I had like three, we could probably actually discuss this offline if you like. I had three Anikits listed, but nothing was under any of them. So I just wanted to make sure I had the right one.
Well, the Anikit specs are under the Anikit project / Anikit specifications. That's the correct repo for specifications. The ones which are maintained on Gerrit, I think they are mirrored to an OPNFE organization, but I'm not quite sure. I can double check. Let me just post it here for you. Do we have an OPNFE? We have an OPNFE. Yes. So these projects are maintained in Gerrit and mirrored to here. So this is just a mirror of of whatever is happening in the grid, and they shouldn't accept any pull request and or anything like that.
Okay.
So that's somehow the logic of it. So anything which is under OpenFV, these are mirrors, and what is on the RunoCat project and RunoCat specifications, these are the living repos. This is the living repo for the specs. So here we have pull requests and issues and all of this, everything is managed here in GitHub.
Okay.
Okay, any other business? Dan, thanks for your time and have a nice day.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks. Bye-bye.